I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living if without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all.
Garden Talk live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show live from Sonoma County as always. A couple of special guests today that are on their way to Shed up in Healdsburg, but since it's only a minute off 101, they thought, hey, why not stop by, talk to Garden Talk for a bit. It's Stephanie Bittner and Alethea Harampolis. The new book is Harvest, Unexpected Project Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants That Actually, well, we here on the West Coast, we can grow all these.
You can.
I mean, we know that people listen from all over the country to the show, but you tried to make these as user-friendly, garden-friendly for a lot of areas of the country. I know when you choose 47, you have to think about a bigger audience than just the Bay Area.
There are plants in this book that you can grow in Alaska.
Amen to that. And they'll be up at Shed at 1 o'clock. It is, congratulations, it's a sold-out event, which is
Thank you. Really great.
But plenty of time to meet you if people would like. Next weekend at Cornerstone over in Sonoma, they're celebrating the big open house, Sunset Magazine, right? You'll be there doing talks and guiding people around the gardens that you designed. So you're up there probably quite a lot checking in on the Cornerstone Gardens, I would think.
We are. We are there once a week and sometimes more than that. And the gardens that we built are 5 different garden rooms. And so we walk those rooms a lot, just making sure that everything is always looking perfect and there's no pests and deadheading and just keeping it magazine ready at all times.
Oh, I love that.
magazine
photo shoot ready.
Yeah.
The next chapter, we're going sequentially through the book. We took care of some of the early plants. There's the mid plants and then the late plants. So in mid, we jotted on it the scented geraniums. Then we have oregano, we have lavender, alpine strawberry. Do you actually grow those on your property, the alpines?
We do. Yeah. So great thing about alpines is that people ask us about growing edibles in the shade all the time. So alpine strawberries are a woodland plant and are really happy in partial shade. And unlike their cousins, they actually stay put. They don't send out runners. So you actually can use them as an edible ground cover or an underplanting. They do really well underneath citrus trees because the strawberry and lemons actually like the same level of acid in the soil. So when you fertilize your Meyer lemon, you know, your strawberries are really happy with that as well.
I'm so glad you included purple coneflower.
Oh,
I just love
we're obsessed.
Purple coneflower. You're obsessed?
Obsessed.
Oh,
I love it.
Talk about
it. I mean, Al's like grimacing. She's like, I'm not.
I like it.
And what's so beautiful? It's a beautiful plant.
It's a beautiful plant.
It's an echinacea.
Echinacea. Mm-hmm. It just makes, you know, I think it's one of those flowers for many folks that just make you smile. In the Sunset Test Gardens, one of the rooms is an ode to the backyard orchard. And there are 23 fruit trees planted in successional order of harvest. So you start the room off at apricots and you end it with late season apples. And the underplanting is meant to attract beneficial insects and pollinators and butterflies. And there is over 200 echinacea plants in that garden.
Wow.
That's remarkable. Is Harampolis of Greek extract?
It is.
Is that how I came to learn that hedgehog, echinacea means hedgehog in Greek?
Probably.
Is that your contribution to the book? I highlighted that in yellow. I thought, that's wild. Echinacea means hedgehog. Did you know that, Gwen?
No.
I didn't either. Anise hyssop. Hyssop is one you don't hear much about, but you're like that one.
It's
you talk about it because it's your favorite.
I like it even more than echinacea. So Anise hyssop is actually an agastache. I think that all gardeners should be using agastaches throughout their landscape. It's a fantastic low water edible plant. You can make tea with the leaves and you can eat the flowers and all the agastaches, but Anise hyssop, it's agastache funiculum, is the most culinary of the agastaches. And so we include it in all of our herb gardens and all of our kitchen gardens. It also looks great in a meadow or even a cottage garden planting. It's a plant that you can eat at every stage of its life.
You have a recipe for an iced tea.
We do. It's one of my favorite things to make in a hot summer day. And the picture in the book that we actually shot that, it was 107 that day. And we drank that iced tea as soon as the last shot was taken.
Oh, one of your favorite summer drinks you write in the book.
It is.
Then we have blueberry and also how to dye fabric using blueberry. Was that your contribution, Alethea, or was that?
Yeah, Stephanie? We do. I actually do a lot of dyeing fabric using plant-based dyes. It's just one of the other things that I do. And blueberry delivers a beautiful dye. It's really easy to do. Fun to do with kids. It's a great project.
Flowering basils, marigolds are in there also. And you're fond of marigolds, too, I believe.
Yeah, so the marigold that's in the book is the gem marigold, or it's also known as the signet marigold. And many people don't realize that it is actually, that plant is actually the true companion plant to tomatoes, unlike the big fluffy head ones that you get at the nursery.
Yeah.
So it's a great companion plant. It's also known as the edible marigold because you can eat its leaves and also the flowers. So it has a really nice lacy foliage that's very sweet, and we made garden-based bitters with the marigolds.
That's wild. You use those in drinks?
We do. So the bitters is an infusion, and the marigold is the bitter agent where we add other herbs as well. And the cool thing about that project is that the bitters take on the taste of what is in harvest in that moment in your garden. So if you use that recipe, you actually can have different tasting bitters that represent what's happening in your garden throughout the year.
Oh, that's wild. Mm-hmm. On to lemongrass. There is a super duper plant. Mm-hmm. Repels, but it's an insect repellent. It's a citronella, like citronella candles. Is that where that comes from? And it's beautiful. My co-host John Ash has lemongrass planted in his property and just loves it.
Oh, it's an edible grass. Like, who wouldn't love that in their landscape? We have a project in Palo Alto. Our clients, God bless them, allowed us to plant 11 lemongrasses as a landscape element. Needless to say, there was a lot of Thai food happening on that property.
And then on to roses, of course. And yarrow, that's really exploded. My wife just planted a lot of yarrow in our backyard.
Yarrow is truly like the true workhorse of the garden, in my opinion. Everyone should have yarrow. Al can talk about how great it is for an arrangement, but it is one of the number one attractants of beneficial insects. So you really want, it brings in the hoverflies, of course the ladybugs, but it brings in a lot of the beneficial insects that don't get all the publicity that the ladybugs do. And so it's really important to have in the garden. And it's low water.
And medicinal uses also.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many beautiful different colors now. There's the dusty apricot and the moon. Is it moon glow? The white one?
Moonshine.
Yeah.
White one. White?
Yeah, it's white. It's really pretty. And I have a weird obsession with the scent of yarrow. It's some warm and kind of woody smelling. I really enjoy the scent of it in arrangements. And then you can dry it. And I use it on wreaths and wall hangings, and it just keeps going.
Do you have any planted at your property? Mm-hmm. Any yarrow? You do. You like it too?
Yes. And like Stephanie was saying, it attracts a lot of butterflies and the hoverflies.
Oh, yeah. The hoverflies. Love it.
Yeah.
Blackberry is next. Lemon bee balm. You make a tea out of that?
We do.
And then amaranth. There's a big wide world of amaranth. You have amaranth on your property, don't you?
Well, yes.
What are some of your faves for amaranth?
Well, it's funny. I was last night working in my garden, and there are like 100 little red hoppy, red dye amaranth coming up from last year. That's the great thing about amaranth is once you plant it, it will usually reseed the next year. But in the book, we actually used one of the vegetable-based amaranths. So, all amaranths are edible. Some just taste better than others.
I was forgotten because I've been to Jamaica many years ago, like 30, 40 years ago, callaloo was one of my favorite vegetables in Jamaica. And that's a form of amaranth, isn't
it? It is.
So I didn't know what I was eating back in 1971, but now I do know. And it's beautiful. Amaranth is just gorgeous.
Yeah, and so, Al does amazing dyes with the amaranth.
Then we have a huckleberry in there. I wouldn't have thought huckleberries would be in there as a shrub.
It is. So we use huckleberry.
But use it as a drink, the shrub drink.
Oh, the shrub, yes. Yeah. It's a shrub that we shrub. Yeah. So we use huckleberries a lot in our landscapes because of the drought. And even though we had rain this year, we live in a drought state, so we need to think about low water plants. And the huckleberry is one that we can use throughout the landscape. It really transitions well from full sun to shade. And so we'll plant 35 to 45 huckleberries as a carpet, as a ground cover carpet. We keep them about 3 feet high. So we prune them and then actually encourage the horizontal growth. And they're absolutely stunning in the landscape.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and then we'll finish up with the late section of the book. The book is Harvest, Unexpected Projects Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. Stephanie Bittner and Alethea Harampolis are with us, the co-authors of this beautiful new book. Look for the big glowing rhubarb on the front, and one of you will win an autographed copy in just a few minutes. Gwen Kilcher, Steve Garner, and at 11:05, Chef John Ash. And I welcome George Ann Brennan to the KSRO Good Food Hour. George Ann's written about 30 books and is quite a force of nature. We'll be saluting Mother's Day with a journey to her home in Provence today. I think a nice way to spend a pre-Mother's Day Saturday.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play on KSRO is brought to you by Hansel BMW.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden, La Vida Buena Nursery, and Ma and Pa Gardens. Savor farm-fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, Parsons homegrown hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors. Starting from scratch has returned with their infamous breakfast burrito. Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine. Falafel Fix offers the best falafels. And Chalk Hill Cookery provides yummy plant-based foods. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, I'm Roger Maples with Maples Service. At Maples Service, we are ready to take care of all your plumbing needs, from a leaky faucet to a water heater or even a sewer line backup. Our goal at Maples Service is 100% customer satisfaction. Maples Service, your plumber for life.
If you need to have some plumbing done and you want to know what to do, call Maples Service first and we'll take care of you.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We are almost at the conclusion of the book and our visit with Stephanie and Alethea. The new book is Harvest, Unexpected Projects Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. It's really inspiring, beautifully photographed book and very well researched. We're down to the late section of the book. Quince. People don't plant enough quince. I love quince. I'm so glad you included that.
We love quince, too. I have to say that last year at CW, we actually got in a big conversation with Ed Lavo from Four Winds. He was like, quince, nah, it's over. And we were like, no, it's not. And there are issues with quince regarding blights. Yeah. So you do need to be careful about where you place the quince. And I agree with Ed in that the pineapple quince is the most blight resistant. Mm-hmm. So that is one that in our area, locally, we really should be planting more of the pineapple quince. But, you know, keep it away from your pears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. And Ed Lavo was on with us at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair because he's with Four Winds Growers, right? And does a lot of citrus work. Persimmon, well, we know persimmons here in Sonoma County. Do you have a favorite one?
The Fuyu.
Oh, you didn't even hesitate at all. No, she's Fuyu gal. And what do you do with those in the book?
Well, we make what we call a working wreath. So we took some big cuttings. The branches get so heavy with the fruit that they snap, so sometimes we cut some of those off, and I just get a single wire wreath frame and attach the branches to the frame. It's something that you can make and put in your house, and it's beautiful. And then you can, when the persimmon's done, you can take it off and eat it and start a new wreath.
This next plant just doesn't get any respect. Pineapple guava. Mm. It just doesn't.
I think it's starting to. I do. I think that even the named varieties are starting to become more available in local nurseries. But, you know, it's a street tree for a lot of folks. Right. Because it's so tough. And I think it does. It deserves a place in the garden.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Shunjiku? How do you pronounce it?
Shungiku.
Shungiku. Describe what it is.
Shungiku is the edible chrysanthemum. So it is considered an Asian vegetable. It is one of the annuals in the book, but it is really beautiful, and it is a winter bloomer. In other parts of the country, early spring. You eat the leaves and you eat the flowers. And in Japan, how they celebrate the new year is they actually dip the flower in sake and then eat the flower for good luck.
And you can grow that here in Sonoma.
So easily.
Do you have it grown?
I have seeds of it that I haven't sown yet.
Oh.
You can get it at Baker Creek Seeds.
Oh, is that right? You can get it at Baker Creek. Talk about the Chilean guava.
So the Chilean guava is the ugni. Mm-hmm. And it really can take the place in your garden. Wherever you have the plant abelia, the ornamental shrub, an ugni can take its place. Wonderful. So it has a shiny small leaf, evergreen. The big difference is that the leaves are, it's actually a tea plant. The leaves smell like cloves and can be used for, harvested and used for tea throughout the year. And then in the fall here in the Sonoma County Bay Area, you actually get a small blueberry-sized guava that's super sweet and really yummy.
Oh, that's magnificent. I think the most exotic, provocative fruit in this entire book is the Australian finger lime. Mm. Talk about that one.
That's one of my favorites. I didn't even know that I'm half Australian as well as half Greek, and I didn't even know about that little lime until I met Stephanie. And I went out to her bush, and there was this like black, weird-looking little thing on it. And when you open it up, it's got this caviar inside.
Yes.
That you push out with your thumb, and my daughter will go and just eat it right out of the little pod, and it's super tart. It's great. And that recipe in the book is my late stepfather's favorite gin and tonic.
Do you have that growing on your property, Stephanie?
I do. I have I try to keep the tree about 4 feet tall. It wants to get taller. The thing about the Australian finger lime is it's, in our experience, it's one of actually the toughest, hardiest citrus that we grow.
Frost resistant.
It is. Oh, I don't even, we went down below 30 this year, not a problem. I think it can actually handle down to the 20s. And if it gets colder than that, throw a blanket on it overnight. Mm-hmm. It also handles being in a planting bed that that's getting a little bit less water.
Wow, that's wonderful. Very exotic. The Chinato orange you talked about earlier, that grows on your property. What do you do with that?
So the Chinato orange is a sour orange. So this is not something that you're going to pick off the tree and just fresh eat it. Yeah. So we make a lot of marmalades with it. It is the basis of the Italian aperitif Campari. Oh. So we do a lot of booze making with it.
I can't turn around without someone telling me another application for turmeric. Turmeric has exploded these past couple years.
It has. We work a lot with Rose Lovell from Morning Sun Herb Farm in Vacaville, and we're sprouting out five different varieties of turmeric right now for our client gardens and also for Sunset. It's an easy plant to grow. People don't realize it. It does not need to be in a greenhouse here in California. You have to treat it like an annual, but it is easy to grow, easy to put in a container for an apartment-based patio deck. It's really beautiful. It's a cone ginger, so it's a beautiful plant.
Borage is next. And what do you do with borage? You got to be careful harvesting borage. I have a little skin allergy when I've picked it before.
Oh.
I'm just sensitive to that. But what do you do with borage? You can make it into tea, or can you?
So borage is, I mean, every garden should have borage if you have bees, in my opinion. Oh. I mean, so it's one of the great attractants for bees. But we actually use that edible flower as a garnish for champagne in the book.
Of course.
Back to the booze.
Bay laurel, we know about bay laurel. We know about rosemary. I think almost everyone seems to have a rosemary plant in their garden. Pomegranate. Any faves for your pomegranates?
You know, I grow five different varieties on my property, and we grow many different varieties for our clients. But at the end of the day, I really think Wonderful is just such a surefire hit, mm-hmm. and it is so consistent. We've grown ambrosia. I have a white pomegranate. I actually am growing a pomegranate called 8-Ball. Have you seen this one?
No.
It's a black pomegranate. It's kind of an oddity. But consistent harvesting, the Wonderful pulls through.
Good. And everyone can grow a pomegranate around here, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do great here. And then the last plant is calendula, you end with in the book.
Yeah, good old calendula. annuals do have a place in the garden. Most of the country, actually, we're such perennial-based gardeners here in the Bay, but it's really important to have annuals as well. And calendula is, again, total workhorse of the medicinal herb world. So we made a infused oil with it that you then can use as a massage oil. You can cook with it. It's really the basis of so many different projects.
What a terrific, exciting, innovative book you both have written.
Thank you.
It's just wonderful. Is there a website that supports the book?
Yeah, our business's website is homesteaddesigncollective.com. All one word.
Homesteaddesigncollective.com. All right.
And we actually just filmed you all for our Instagram, but we do try to keep up with but the Instagram we try
to
show.
You're a gardener, you're out there
we don't have time for that stuff, but with Instagram we do try to show images of behind the scenes, and so there's a lot of behind the scenes shots mm-hmm. of what's happening in the Sunset Test Gardens and our client gardens, just kind of what we're up to.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on this past hour. I know you're heading up the shed in Healdsburg, but want to remind folks that next week you'll be at Cornerstone for their big annual anniversary, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
People can go online and look and see when you're going to be speaking and appearing, and also tour the gardens that you helped design, install, and maintain.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. People go, I'm going to design and install. Maintenance is the key.
It really is.
Well, thank you. Come back again, since you're both Bay Area gals.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back after the news at the bottom of the hour and go back to call 636-1350. And, before you go, can both of you really agree upon your favorite number between 1 and 10?
3.
You both are okay with that?
Yep.
Caller number 3 at 636-1350 will win this autographed copy of Harvest, Unexpected Project Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. Caller number 3 at 636-1350.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors, hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
Hello, I'm Joyce Tafala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. You know, the last few weeks I've been talking about the C300 sports sedan from Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. Well, this time around, I'd like to tell you about the dealership. Over my years of driving, I have purchased vehicles from dealerships like many of you, and even represented dealerships in advertising. So believe me when I say the folks at Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo are not like your typical car salespeople. Managers Jerry, Brian, and John have a small, thoughtful staff who work in a relaxed modern environment, and they know their cars, and they have a large selection of vehicles. The Smothers Group is a family dealership and a Go Local member. Whether you want a sport vehicle, a luxury sedan, or an SUV, some of the best designed vehicles and most pleasant auto associates are at Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo. You can take my word on that. They're at 2881 Corby Avenue on the Corby Auto Row.
Politics when he gave the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia today, but he did talk about faith.
You aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right.
It was Mr. Trump's first commencement address since he took the oath of office. He has another one in just a few days from now at the Coast Guard Academy on Wednesday. The president's speech, just days after he fired FBI Director James Comey, interviews are underway today at the Justice Department to find a replacement. Health officials in Britain are working to ensure hospitals are on track after that worldwide cyber attack on computer systems targeting patient records. Hackers demanded payment to decrypt patient scrambled files. Pope Francis celebrating Mass today in Portugal, naming two children who claim to have seen the Virgin Mary as saints. The Honest Company is issuing a recall. It involves baby wipes made by the company that may be contaminated with mold. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly sunny skies today at 67, 56 on the coast. Mainly clear skies tonight, low 42, 48 on the shores. Blue skies for tomorrow at 66, 57 in Bodega Bay. Monday cool with periods of sun at 68, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
That sure was nice seeing Stephanie and Alethea again, wasn't it?
Yes. It's so full of energy. I wish I had a tenth of what they have.
Nice book, Harvest, brand new. People should take a look at it at the bookstore. Head up to Shed and take a look at it there, or take a look at it at the Cornerstone next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jay Wiz, I almost forgot. We have one more pair, Gwen, of tickets to give away to next weekend's big Sonoma County Medical Alliance big garden tour. Their 25th annual. It's a big fundraiser, all in Santa Rosa. Terrific private gardens. Tickets are $50 a piece. All goes to local Sonoma County-based charities. And that's the important thing to remember. The tours are from 10 to 4 o'clock. You can go in any order you want next Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th of May. Here is the website for tickets, www.scmaa.org. www.scmaa.org for ticket information. There's a lot more going on, too. There's big raffle prizes, and there's master gardeners there. There's artwork for sale, arts and crafts. There are some food trucks. There's catered lunch, I think, from Franchetti's. Door prizes, musicians. There's a big plant sale also. So a whole lot going on for the 25th annual anniversary. If you get in with a question or a comment during the next half hour, we will enter your name into a drawing for these tickets. $100 worth of tickets.
We got it. Good.
636-1350 if you want to talk to Gwen and Steve, ask a question, a comment, or via email, steve@ksro.com. Simple as that. Tell us about your taco tour, Gwen.
Our taco tour in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, what was that about?
Amazing. It was amazing. I don't remember how. I guess I forgot where you can find out about it, but I know you Google some Google taco tour, probably tell you. You meet someplace in Puerto Vallarta, and there's a tour guide that will take you around the main part of Puerto Vallarta. I think it's in the old part, not the newer part, the old part, and gives you the history of the families who have been at these taco trucks for many, 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 many years, how they prepare the foods and, you know, safety and health and this and that. So if people are afraid to go to a taco truck because they're not sure if the food is, you know, safe to eat or not, it's 100% safe. Delicious tacos. I mean, you go to one place and then you go a few blocks, then you try another taco, their specialty, and then you go to another taco truck. So the tour was about 4 hours long.
Wow.
And we went to about 15.
How many tacos did you eat?
I think eight. Eight. And then they had, you know, ceviche at one place, so you didn't have a taco there. You had to try their ceviche. The lady took it to a little corner store there that they sell local beers, so you can have a beer with one of your tacos. And then we went to see the butcher shop where they have the butchering process and all that, where they where those taco truck places go and get their meat.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how that's all done. And we went to a bakery with a brick oven that was there for over 100 years. And then there was somebody in another area with these big cauldrons of oil, and they were making those chicharrones.
Oh, nice.
That fried pigskin stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Great really? With beer.
Yes, if you like those. And, you know, we went to a place that had palapas, which are those ice cream.
The paletas.
Paletas.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You were stayed in a palapa, probably, and ate a paleta.
Yeah, whatever. Ice cream cone thing. Ice pops.
Yes.
And those were delicious. And, of course, the last stop was the candy store, which is my favorite. Yeah, so you got to taste some different nuts, you know, sugar-coated nuts and whatnot, and all their little specialties. It was all fantastic.
The taco tour in Puerto Vallarta, that and the Jardín Botánico, the garden tour, are two not-to-be-missed events when you go to Puerto Vallarta, according to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Outstanding.
That sounds good. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. John Ash and I welcome Georgianne Brennan to the KSRO kitchen at 11 o'clock. La Vie Rustique. Wonderful cooking of France in the south part of France. Our Mother's Day salute. One of you lucky folks out there will win an autographed copy of Georgianne Brennan's new book.
This is George Norrie inviting you to join me weeknights starting at 10 for Coast to Coast AM only on KSRO.
DJ Sash and Glass has been a proud family-owned and operated company since 1960. Located at 2985 Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa,
DJ's is your full-service residential and commercial glass company, supplying one of the largest and most trusted names in windows and doors, Milgard. Milgard windows are custom made to order and designed to make a statement in any home. DJ's is proud to now feature the Essence Series windows from Milgard. DJ's specializes in heavy custom shower doors, custom and standard shower and tub enclosures, mirrors, skylights, and garden windows, or a simple repair to your screens, fixing a broken window, or cutting a glass piece to any size. DJ's in-house installation crew has you covered from free in-home estimates to the completion of the job. Add a touch of class to your glass with the help of DJ's. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com. DJ's Sash and Glass.
Join in the fun. It's the 123rd Annual Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival, Saturday, May 20th. This year's Life in Motion Parade will get you moving and shaking along the streets of downtown Santa Rosa. Honoring the true spirit of community, the two-hour parade steps off at 10 a.m. with coaches leading the way for all-star athletes, followed by award-winning school marching bands, decorated equestrians, colorful floats, clowns, and so much more. Follow the parade to the new Courthouse Square for a free festival of family fun. 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., join the celebration of Life in Motion with live bands, food vendors, parade awards, and more. Don't miss a family tradition for 123 years. The Luther Burbank Rose Parade, Saturday, May 20th in downtown Santa Rosa. Visit roseparadefestival.com for parade route and other festival information.
Musical instruments hidden away in attics, tucked in the back of a closet, and sold for just pennies at a garage sale. Music can be the key to a child's future success in life, and thanks to the generous support by Montgomery Village, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Music for Schools program will be able to put instruments into the hands of those who cannot afford them, but they need your help. This Saturday from 11 to 3 in Village Court, enjoy wonderful music performed by local schools and give an unused instrument collecting dust in your home a chance for use by a child in need. Don't have an instrument? Well, help repair one with a cash donation. Remember, the Musical Instrument Drive is this Saturday from 11 to 3 in Village Court. Visit mvshops.com for the schedule of schools performing, or for more information, call Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Music for Schools program, 707-800-7529.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO.com. That's our website. Our email, steve at KSRO.com. Our phone number, 636-1350 to join us live in the greenhouse. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Medical Alliance Foundation's Big Garden Tour, Friday and Saturday. If you call us, your name will be entered in the drawing, 636-1350, or steve at KSRO. Got about, 20 minutes or so. If you'd like to chat, gardening with Gwen Kilcher, who writes the popular Plant Doctor column with Dana in the Press Democrat, our local newspaper, first and third Saturdays of each and every month. So, you know, the smoke tree that was just shading out all our rose trees, and we took an aggressive pruning to that smoke tree about 4 or 5 months ago. Took it down from about 12 feet to about 3 feet.
Oh, I remember you did this.
Well,
yes.
You wouldn't believe that we even touched it. It has leafed out so beautifully. And it's absolutely the perfect height now. We're going to keep it under control now. But we thought, well, it's probably dead. We'll just wait to dig it out eventually. No.
No, that, why would it be dead?
Well, I don't even. It was such an aggressive pruning. I mean, we lopped off all the major branches, really took it down to nothing.
So you probably have 100 branches coming off of one of those big main
but
branches.
But that's okay, because now we're keeping them very carefully contained.
So you pollarded it.
Exactly.
Shame on you. No, that's okay. That's okay if it works for you.
But actually, it's a beautiful focal point with all the roses around it. And it's not shading out the roses.
Okay.
And it's really actually quite stunning now.
Okay, good.
So it's funny. You think that you've killed your smoke tree plant. They are tough.
They are tough.
They're really tough.
They are tough.
So that's the smoke tree plant report.
Good for you.
So
good.
What should I be doing now? Can we put all the vegetables out now? It's pretty cool out. I guess that's better.
Well, it's not going to stay cool for long. You know, so I say go ahead and start planting and sowing and everything. You know, they say the temperature should be, you know, above 50 degrees for corn and beans and whatnot to grow. But like I said, if it's only going to be, you know, cool for this week and then next week the evening temperatures start warming up, then okay, you know, they'll just sit there in the ground for a few days and then warms up. And then they'll start to germinate. So, yes, because no sooner do we not get things planted, then it's too late. So, I say get the show on the road.
Okay. I was talking to a friend of mine. Years ago, I used to use alfalfa pellets for fertilizing.
Oh, yeah. You read Dana's column, huh?
Yeah.
This morning? Uh-huh.
Isn't that wild? I couldn't believe that because we fed our rabbit alfalfa pellets, of course, and then felt, oh, gosh, you know, we'll just use this as a great fertilizer, as a great nutrient. Mm-hmm. And then in Dana's column this morning, what did someone report?
Rats are eating it. Yeah, see, I couldn't understand how people were using alfalfa pellets because we feed horses that. And to me, it seemed like an expensive way to go to fertilize and add nitrogen to your roses when you could just add nice, you know, compost material,
of course,
which will have a little bit of everything. And you don't see those pellets sitting on top of the ground that, you know, they eventually decompose, but it takes a long time.
It does.
Unless you water
them in and then they go right in. But I never thought that it would be a rat attractant.
Probably a rabbit attractant too, if you have any.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Actually, I didn't think about that. You've got rabbits, which a lot of people do. Around here and cause a lot of damage.
Yeah, but you're right. Whoever would have thought of, why wouldn't we think of rats? Dana thought of it. So
she thought of it. I thought it was really interesting in the column today.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take our final break and we'll come back in just a moment. 636-1350 if you want to chat to talk gardening. Gwen is here. Next week, we're going to have the folks from the West County Alliance Tour, the big gardening tour. That's the benefit for Food for Thought. The AIDS Food Bank out there in Forestville. They'll be on, and a couple of their gardeners will be on next week. It's a wonderful tour. It's the Sunday, the 28th of May, and we'll have some tickets next week to give away after we chat with them. But today we do have Medical Alliance tickets to give away in just a few minutes. If you want to get in with a question, we'll enter your name into the drawing. All you need to do is call us, 636-1350, or shoot me an email, steve@ksro.com.
I'm Joe Pags. From politics to entertainment to life lessons, it's a different brand of talk. The Joe Pags Show, new 6 to 9 p.m. weeknights on KSRO.
Splash, splash, when your car needs a bath. Bath station, just splash, splash.
Got grime? Then it's Splash Express time. Only Splash Express cleans your vehicle without the guilt. When you hose wash at home, you waste precious water, which can send 100 gallons down the drain. Relax. At Splash Express, we only use 10 gallons that we reclaim.
That's it, shiny, just splash.
How, you ask? To which I reply. At Splash Express, we respect the earth and sky. Our million-dollar reclaiming system captures the water we use, so your vehicle gets clean without the blues. Splash Express is guilt-free and a sparkling wonder to see, and our prices start below just $7. Splash Express, Santa Rosa Avenue. A shiny, clean car, the perfect gift for you.
Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market is back for its seventh year. Starting Friday, June 2nd, we have 13 weeks of free live music. Opening night, it's Choppin' Broccoli. From 5 to 8, enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and even a kids area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, right off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resort in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa, offering training, daycare, dog, cat, and small animal boarding too, and open every day of the year till 7 p.m. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. Come party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
You know, there's nothing like sinking into a luxurious hot spring spa, especially if it's in your very own backyard. Hot spring spas are the number one brand in the world, so you know there'll be a hot tub to fit your home and lifestyle perfectly. Vacation in a hot tub every day with your own hot spring spa from the Hot Tub Store. Five locations in Santa Rosa, Vacaville, West Sacramento, Rockland, and Folsom. And online at hottubstore.com. The Hot Tub Store. Every day made better.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Dear Steve and Gwen, I have a raised bed that has been dormant since last summer. It's about 16 inches tall. How can I best revive the dirt in it? Thanks so much. That's Cheryl. Is there a way to revive? Does she need to revive?
I would personally take out half that soil, spread it out in the garden someplace, and bring in some more fresh soil. Work it with the older soil that you've left behind. Just mix it all up and everything. And because, you know, a lot of the soils will last a couple years or so, some less than a year. So before you go through all this effort of planting in this raised bed and then not being very successful because there's some nutrients missing in the soil and plants don't do well, just go ahead and take out half that soil, fill it up with fresh soil, and then you'll have a nice, beautiful soil bed to work with, and your plants will do great.
Regular garden soil compost mixture of...
Well, I would get like a raised bed mix.
Oh, there is?
You know, the nurseries sell. They're very specific now as to what they sell. So tell them that you're growing, you know, fruits and vegetables and herbs and perennials and whatnot, and you need some soil for your raised beds. And it'll have all the goodies in there, and your plants should have a good start.
Can you go to a landscape supply?
Yeah, any
too?
Of those guys would have that. Yeah.
So give us a couple of Gwen's plant picks for this pre-Mother's Day. What would look good in a garden that people maybe don't usually think of?
Well, actually, I was looking at my garden this morning, and there's a really cool ground cover. It has nice size yellow, silky yellow flowers, and it's called Sundrops. And the Latin name is, I mean, I have to give the Latin names because a lot of places don't know what Sundrops is. Calylophus. Calylophus, I think. Calylophus. Sundrops, okay. I think is the common name for it. It's a ground cover. It has very thin, green, needle-like leaves. 50 million flowers on this thing. And it blooms starting now all the way into fall. It'll lose most of its leaves in the wintertime. You can cut it back a little bit to do a little nip, nip, nip tip, you know, tipping, and then it'll green up again in the spring, and it likes good drainage, and it likes full sun. You can put it in containers, and it'll cascade over. Otherwise, it looks really nice along a border. It's only a low-growing ground cover.
And does it require a lot of sun?
Full sun.
So that's why it's called sun drops.
So yeah. It'll only get to be about maybe 2 feet wide and about 8 inches high or so. It's beautiful.
Nice.
And that's the sun plant. So,
okay.
And then in my
garden.
Sun
drops or Calliolophus?
Calliolophus.
Got it.
Another cool plant that grows in the shade that I saw this morning that it jumped out at me. So if you want to brighten up a shade garden, it's a grassy plant, Japanese forest grass. Here's a cool Latin name for you. Hakana kaloa.
It sounds Hawaiian.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Hakana kaloa. Forget that. Just go by Japanese forest grass.
Everyone would know what that is at a nursery.
There are two different or maybe three different varieties. One has, it's bright yellow. It's all yellow. One has like a little green stripe that goes through it. And I think another one is all green. But you could just look at the different varieties and pick out your favorite. That is a deciduous grass. And it's like, it comes out as a fountain. And it's really cool. It grows, you know, put it along your border or put it in containers and have it come over the sides of the plant. When it dies down in the winter, you just grab the whole thing like you would a ponytail with your hair and just cut it to the ground. And then it'll come back up in the spring. But that just brightens up a shady area like nobody's business.
I have a couple really shady areas which hardly anything does
grow
well
this
in.
Because a lot of shady areas, flowering shade plants don't flower well.
Yes.
So you go with variegated or, you know, light colored.
And what color did you say?
Bright yellow.
Bright yellow. Okay.
And there's some white in it. There's a few different varieties, like I said, but
Japanese forest grass.
Yes.
Thank you for that tip.
You have to have that.
I have a corner, which nothing really does well except weeds.
Okay. There you go. That'll grow beautiful.
So, hey,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, you go.
I was going to say, you know, we were talking about transitioning from cool season plants, you know, vegetables to our summer loving vegetables. Before you pull out all your lettuces and kales and all your leafy greens, why not save one of each plant and then let it go to seed? And then you could put like a brown bag, don't put a plastic bag over it, but like a brown bag over the seed head or heads. You'll see the whole big, you know, cluster of seeds and tie it at the bottom. And when it's really dry, you can cut the stalk, you know, underneath the bag, cut it and save your seeds for next year.
Oh, what a good idea. I never thought to do that.
No. So you can save your lettuce, kale, there's cilantro, bok choy. I save a lot of my bok choy seeds, and one plant, you'll get about 500 seeds off of one plant.
Wow. So, and they germinate well?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you let those seeds mature and dry, and you store them in a cool, dry place in an envelope. Don't put anything in plastic, just in case there's too much moisture in there. It'll rot and mold on you. But
it's funny. You had mentioned, Gwen, this column from Newsday. They're one of those... one of those services that just provide content to newspapers. And one of the things in here was a time to plant cilantro. What about us planting cilantro here in Northern California in spring and summer? How's that going to do?
If you're in a cool area of Sonoma County, then it's okay. If it's in a cool area, but where we are, where it gets hot, no, then it's going to bolt and just like...
Even in a shaded area, it's really hard
to grow. Well, it doesn't grow very well in the shade. So, you know, if you had some filtered sunlight or morning sun, afternoon shade, it'll grow a little bit, but might not be as productive as if it was in the full sun growing in the fall and winter.
I've never had any luck with it.
Because it bolts, right? It gets too hot.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So in the fall would be a good time for you to plant it. Maybe a little afternoon shade.
Okay.
But right now, it's a gamble. If you want to try growing it someplace, but it'll need some shade, it's... You got a 50-50 chance.
Okay. We put in our tomato plants. They're not doing much at this point, I guess, so the soil is a little too cool.
Probably. Stick your hand down in the soil.
It's still cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just need to be patient.
Be patient.
Okay. Basil?
Basil, yeah. Basil out there.
Put basil out there.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you could start with some plants. It's easier than sowing seeds at
this point. Yeah, we didn't do seeds. Yeah. We did plants.
Okay.
So that's doing well, too.
Your squashes. Get all your squashes. All your cucumbers. eggplant.
Flowering peas are just doing spectacular.
Your
sweet peas? Yeah.
I forgot I planted them and I don't know where I planted them.
Oh, they're just glorious.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Oh my gosh, they're just coming like,
you can't pick them
quick enough, bring them inside. They're so aromatic and beautiful.
Good for you.
Yeah, they did really great. And this little cool spell helped them because once it starts getting really hot, bye-bye sweet peas.
Yeah, and you know, there are some varieties now that are a little bit more heat tolerant, but those are not the old heirloom varieties. And you know, they are not going to have the fragrance.
That's right.
So
we'd rather have the fragrance.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. Thank you. This has been a real quick couple hours. We thank Stephanie and Alethea for coming up on the way to Shad to sit in and talk about their book, Harvest. A beautiful book. You should check it out. And we'll be back next week with the folks from the West County Garden Tour, the big Food for Thought annual garden tour. They'll be coming in with some tickets to give away and also a couple of their gardeners to talk about the gardens on the tour. Coming up next is Chef John Ash and me as we welcome George Ann Brennan, La Vie Rustique, her brand new beautiful French-inspired cookbook. And one of you lucky folks out there will have a nice Mother's Day book present from the Good Food Hour. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
It is KSRO Santa Rosa. So-